see that? We have to focus on the road. Oh, it tells you to lift up your eyes, for your redemption draws nigh. In order to be redeemed, your redemption draws nigh. You have to be redeemable. So you've already made it to the place of presenting yourself as redeemable. The basic process has already transpired. So when it tells you to lift up your eyes, for your redemption draws nigh, it's not speaking on the topic or the subject of your redemption in this life. It's talking about your redemption after you've been born again of the water and of the spirit. That's a whole nother topic. Tonight we're wondering about looking up. You know, maybe if we look down more, we'll see the hurt around us. We'll see the people that are struggling around us. And if we look down and we look around enough, we become more helpful, and we become more compassionate, we become more comforting to others, you know? Now, I'm not trying to damper or destroy anything, but I really want people to realize that, man, you struggled this far. What are you trying to attain to? Who painted that dream in front of you that you think it? The definition of that dream that you have is success. Because there's a lot of people that have made it to where you suppose that you're trying to get to. And some of those people may have a different story to tell. You know, and I would rather, you know, hear the whole story before, you know, you hurt yourself or take people through what you suppose. You know, building each other is the most important thing. Building each other. And it has to be contrary to what the concept is, because the concept is leading us the wrong way. I mean, all you have to do is look outside. Everything is monetized. Everything is about likes and loves and all this. You know, who is in this for the good of everyone? You know, that you find your way on your road. And because you are determined to find it on your road, and you're paying attention to your road, our paths should never cross in a negative sense, because there would be paths of understanding versus paths of confusion. Paths of understanding. Why? Because we're not judging our journey. If we're crossing paths, either we're walking in the same direction, or we may need to help each other find our way, because iron sharpens iron. But if you're always looking up, you can't see it. This is just another look. Again, this is my view, my understanding. You know, this is what it is here at PSM, changing our reality. You know, we tend to think that every move we make has to bring a instant reward, materialistic reward, or a monetary reward, or a pat on the back, or accolades, or some type of, you know, praise. But when you think about it, that praise is short-lived, because most of those praising you have only praised you for that, and that is short-lived. But if you look down, you couldn't have accomplished whatever it is that you believe it is that you accomplished without those around you. That's why you have to look around you. It says, be mindful of strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware, messengers, people that had a word of life to help you. And but because we were so stuck with our heads in the clouds, we didn't see it. And it wasn't there and missed it. And that may have been a blessing that others needed. It was because no man is an island left unto his or herself, himself. You know, and that's all this is a basic thought. You know, that's what I was thinking when I was like, man, you know, maybe we look around too much. Maybe we take other things for granted. Maybe we accept every definition or every understanding that we currently have and think that we've somehow arrived, instead of realizing that, again, we understand from our vantage point. Our vantage point determines our viewpoint. that doesn't matter. Our vantage point has to change for our viewpoint to change. Wherever your feet are grounded is what you're going to see, because the ground, you're grounded to that position. You're going to see it from that point of view. That vantage point, in order to see it different, you have to hear it from somebody else or be willing to change your vantage point to see it different. And that's a fight. That's a struggle. That's why it's easier to trust. Because once you become a person of trust, people say, you violated my trust. No, they violated their own word. Your trust was real. Your trust is still real. Matter of fact, your trust is more real than it's ever been, because your trust withstood whatever attack that was made toward it. So it's not your fault. They didn't violate your trust, so don't be hurt by it. You know, if you are hurt, go ahead and cry. Go ahead and get that out of you. But don't beat yourself up for it. You trusted. You did nothing wrong. You know, in society, everybody, you know, is trying to prove to each other that they're worth this money, or they're worth this respect, or they're worth this justice. Man, we give it to each other. You trust each other on this. And then you together will show those who are without what it really is. And you will find that it's more that are in that group than those that oppose it. But time is short. You know, because adrenaline, effort, you know, and if you hang around too much, you'll start to judge each other. And when fishermen fail to fish, they fight. Because what don't they have? They forget that they have a purpose. We're fishermen. And what is the best, what is the one of the key attributes of a fisherman? He's patient. So when fishermen don't fish, he should be patient, but they fight. That's another story. But it was just a thought I shared today. It was only a quick thought. It wasn't a lot. I really, really appreciate this opportunity again. This will be part two, because I did the other part already. All right, this is PSM, Prodigal Son Ministry. If we look where we came from, we do not gloat where we are. What we do is we recognize the plight, the struggle, the fight, the hard road it took to get here, and become a hand up, not a hand out, not a hand down. We become a hand up. And as that other hand touches ours, we become one. You have to get off that platform if you somehow in this world feel like you have arrived. If that's what you feel like, that means you're still looking up. But I guarantee you, you're not satisfied. You can lie to the world and think that all the things that you put out there and all the, you know,